Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Well, well, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we are back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We are back again. Back again for another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I would wish you, my brothers and sisters, a very blessed Passover and a blessed time in these holy days of unleavened bread. May it be, my brothers and sisters, that the words you partake of that nourish your soul be indeed, my brothers and sisters, like unleavened bread. A word that nourishes your soul, my brothers and sisters, that can be preserved in the midst of so much of the intrusions and misinfluences of a very much so fallen and polluted world. Brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Indeed, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For indeed, the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, directly has he told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said, if they could, to destroy. To ignore, my brothers and sisters, to disrespect and destroy. But the Most High surely has a plan. All that men have done to keep the truth from the darkness, every manner of scheme that they have employed, should surely be exposed. While those who would keep you in the darkness, my brothers and sisters, indeed, shall be utterly humiliated. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, I'm looking at the world we live in today. It's obviously, without question, a state of great chaos. Mass misrule, my brothers and sisters. Rulers forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah. I said forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. The Most High, according to Psalm 24, has one he calls the King of Glory, King who will honor him, the reverent and righteous King, whom the Scripture says shall perform all that is his pleasure. Beyond all they, my brothers and sisters, who divide this world, and what are the rulers contending about today? What are they really contending about? What is all the arguments about? My brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is that all the prophecies relate to a coming day that will end the mass confusion that exists in this world. I said that will utterly end the mass confusion in this world, that this world indeed, beyond all its presumptuousnesses, might be enlightened, even strengthened in conscience, stabilized, or dissuaded by the misconceits of man. Time to awaken to the truth, my brothers and sisters, the light to some, because they don't see it, will pretend that it doesn't exist. It's time to come to the exceeding light, my brothers and sisters, to know that before there were words, there was understanding, there were the thoughts of the Most High. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, the very word for word in the Hebrew relates to thoughts, meaning that we must re-see the vision that is being recorded in words to understand, my brothers and sisters, not just what is said, but why, to understand the very thoughts and intents of the Most High, that indeed the thoughts and intents of our own hearts might be conformed to His. No question about it, my brothers and sisters, none of the pluralities of men, be they Jew or Gentile, none of the variant pluralities of man are true to the righteousness of Yah, or the one kingdom of the one Most High. No question about it, no people divided be called that light of the world, after which this world might be at last finally blessed, made whole, made one, reconcile all my brothers and sisters, the only law that is lawful, that brings forth order and peace, is the law of the one Most High. And quite frankly, we're going to have to understand something. Yes, it must be understood that of old, the heathen, the multitude of undisciplined minds, of those who knew not the Most High, they had no word to relate the difference between the eternal law, order, commands of the one Most High versus what, since the fall of man, men had constructed after their own imaginings, for which they have contentiously divided this world against the righteous rule of the one Maker. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is this, that since the fall, man, not knowing the righteous will of Yah, has established or sought to establish for himself all manner of varying ideas that he imagines are wise according to his own conscience. And since no man is made true to the Most High after his own flesh, my brothers and sisters, they have entirely disrespected the gift of Yah, the grace of Yah, the favor of Yah, whereby he offers access to the knowledge of himself, that men might discern him as he is, beyond all the suppositions that men have established, rendering men unstable. Listen to what I'm saying to you. The multitude of varying standards that men have exalted in the earth have confused mankind, that men have not discerned, and often my brothers and sisters have resisted knowing what it is to obey the truth. We must understand that the multitude of varying institutions of man that exalt partial standards, well, what has men's baptism really been, my brothers and sisters? Has it been after the power of the Holy Spirit, the honor, the name, and authority of the Father, Son, and Father and the Son by the Spirit? to honor and defend the righteousness of Yah, or merely to uphold the varying standards of men and their partial and polluted standards, which divide our people. And we oftentimes flatter our people after false pride that they're not prepared, my brothers and sisters, for the regathering of our people. It must be by a pure and perfect word. Again, the heathen had no word to relate the difference between divine law and the fallen standards, after which they sought to comfort themselves, presuming themselves wise and blinding the masses not to even pursue beyond a mass of contradictions what must be absolute beyond every lie. Did not realize the only law that is lawful, that brings peace to the earth, is the law from on high, from which men have fallen. My brothers and sisters, men have sought to establish all manner of misrule. I said men have sought to establish all manner of misrule since the fall, never having come to the fullness of righteousness across the nation, pretending to be righteous after the misrule of those who divide this earth, who forget that the earth belongs to the Most High, while they all argue and contend for their supposed right to divide this world, subjecting men under misrule, claiming authority, my brothers and sisters, to misrule this world after manner of which, my brothers and sisters, they never had the right. All arguing for the right in their ignorance to continue in presumptuousness to continue to do wrong. All of them again, my brothers and sisters, scheming against your coming to the knowledge of him whom the Most High has proclaimed from the beginning will be the righteous heir of this world, to govern it according to all that is divine will, therefore to give again as his gift righteous rule to the earth, after which souls, my brothers and sisters, might be genuinely, after a pure, perfect word, converted. Look at Psalms 19:7-14. The word that converts the soul, law, the absolute pure word that converts the soul, is a perfect, complete word. And it is that pure, perfect word that men must seek. It will not be so easily left gullible, unstable. Man must seek the whole word, the whole arm of the Most High, so that no fallen status seems wise. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, the rulers have no intent for the people to see the greater truth. For while the people, none able to judge and discern what is the sure and certain truth of the one Most High, they feel themselves free to speak whatever manner of misrule they will, with none to reprove them. They have no intent, my brothers and sisters, for men to see beyond themselves. For man, perceiving what is the raising of human conscience beyond that of their rulers, are not so easily seduced to follow after any form of misrule. This is what Messiah meant when he said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, if you are to become that light of the world. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, no divided people will be the light of salvation. If any man seeks to deceive his brother against the law and the prophets, yes, he is a false prophet. And the scripture says, if any man seeks to deceive his brother against the law and the prophets, any part of the law and the prophets from the truth of divine intent, such a one is guilty even under hellfire. There's a reason Messiah said the way of life, life and peace, is straight and narrow, and few are there when they find it. Many are the false prophets, my brothers and sisters, that will lead men along crooked paths, after which they are all manner, after which they mislead the people, never to reach the goal. The path the Most High has established, my brothers and sisters, is straight and narrow and steadfast. Path upon which, my brothers and sisters, we should be wise seeking always to be guided. If you turn aside neither to the right nor to the left. There's a reason why Messiah said then watch out for false prophets. To watch out for those then who lack conscience. Lack the exceeding conscience. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. The Holy Spirit teaches all things. The gift of Yah is access to the exceeding truth the rulers dare not teach. Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance. Does any man believe that the leaders have led them toward the Holy Spirit? I want you to understand what I mean by that. For what reason would the Most High hear the petitions of someone for his spirit if their intents are to preserve the indiscriminate, unrighteous irreverence of a multitude of varying standards after which men have desired to trust, but after trusting after so much confusion, as the Apostle Shaul said, who has bewitched you that you do not obey? Oh, foolish Galatians, he said, who has bewitched you that you do not obey the truth? How about who has bewitched you that you do not hear, obey, respect? How about the one truth, the one consummate truth, one revelation of conscience that reveals the personality of the One Most High? You must understand what it means when it says the Most High has no respect of persons. Most High has no respect of every person's varying ideas. All learn, my brothers and sisters, unto salvation and conversion, being reverent, to learn how to respect him. That is our only hope, my brothers and sisters, of cooperation, reasoning together as one unto his honor. I want you to think about it. It is because of a multitude of varying corrupt ways they put down greatness of your way. Wow. Isaiah 57. It means because of a multitude of corrupt ways man's wisdom has, supposedly wisdom has deceived him. A multitude of corrupt ways have to contain many lies. After a multitude of corrupt ways, misinfluences, misorientations, men are oftentimes left unstable, never discerning the truth. Never knowing in the midst of the lies what is the actuality. But what is it, my brothers and sisters, that most are going to be ashamed in the judgment? That they had refused to recognize amidst mass contradictions. I said most have refused to miss mass contradictions. All manner of different doctrines. 45,000 denominations. Wow. Across 280 nations. Amidst mass conflict and mass contentions and worldly discrepancies. Man, we'll have to admit, my brothers and sisters, by having chosen something of this system and not seeking the greater will of Yah, men will have to admit one day that they had never learned indeed what is stable, worthy to be called a sure foundation. Stable, my brothers and sisters, able to hear the word of Yah and keep it. Having not, my brothers and sisters, become stable enough. Be called faithful in their faith unto one. So much scripture relates this over and over again. You know, I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that men say they would defend the truth of the Most High, but have become satisfied with the multitude of divisions that we see in this world. It cannot possibly, I said cannot possibly, be reverence, respect for the will of one. That those who believe in the Most High as one should be like the heathen. Hey, I got news for you. I want you to think about it. It's appropriate to talk about this now. That's timely. This pagan custom they call Easter goes way back to ancient Egypt. Way back to ancient Babylon. Many names for this pagan goddess. Easter, Ishtar, Astarte, Astaroth, Artemis, Diana, Isis. Many names for the same heathen goddess. And so many heathen nations, brothers and sisters, after their varying differences, said they worshiped that one. Brothers and sisters, you ever stop to consider that after all these many differences of beliefs, partial and perverse, men have also said they have worshiped the Most High? Even this Jesus Christos, that if we really understood the ancient title, leaving men indiscriminate, is in fact a pagan one, a polytheist one, and relating to those who would exalt one who they said had the favor of all the heathen gods of Greece, Rome, Babylon, Egypt. My brothers and sisters, it's time, that we wake up and discern beyond all this much foolishness. It's not possible to respect the Most High, to give reverence to the Most High, without a reference point. But this men have thought to do, not realizing that the only, well, put it this way, the solution to the problem is not preserving the solution. I repeat, the solution to this massive problem is not preserving the problem. Let me repeat that again. The solution to the problem is not preserving the cause of the problem. Who is it that's dividing this world, my brothers and sisters, have so many different ideals? But those who, after partial, imperfect standards, must be partial and imperfect standards if there would be no disagreement among them, who after partial and imperfect standards compel others also to exalt partiality. And if you want to put it long story short, partiality and impurity is a devil. It is all devil worship that man has sought to preserve the redundancy of corruptions that have existed since the fall. What did I say is what's wrong with this world? Since the fall. By and large, men have not looked forward to the day to end the confusion, but have sought the preservation of the institutions they've created to pretend to be wise. National, political, social, religious, pseudo-religious. Men have sought to preserve and exalt the allegiances they have chosen or been born unto, not realizing a need to be renaturalized, reoriented, i.e. born again and receiving the Spirit and being taught the higher ways of the kingdom of Yah. For it is written in Psalms 95 and Hebrews 3, that the people that would not know the ways of the One Most High should not enter into His rest of peace. But there are those, for the multitude of varying differences, seek to even allow multitude of varying doctrines for men to be their judge and teacher. Amazing. My brothers and sisters, since none of these standards that men have taught today all fallen short, none of them are pure and perfect before the Most High, be far better that if we care and love one another, knowing that Yah is one, we seek the fullness of the truth that is missing. Yes, I say the fullness of the truth that is missing. If the gospel be here, if anything other gospel, the way of the kingdom of Yah be here, it is here because the rulers of this world have handled the word of the Most High deceitfully. Please, my brothers and sisters, read for yourself and understand. 2 Corinthians 4, 1-3 through 4. See, if the gospel be hid, yes, it's possible for men to remain blind to the kingdom of Yah if all they know is the orientations of men. And I repeat, why should the Most High grant a man the teacher or the substance that is his spirit, that is the spirit of the Most High, if his intents are to preserve the diverse worldliness that is in this world, whereby men have disrespected the Most High preserved fallen standards, resisted the raising of conscience, resisted the light of truth that men just established using the holy name after their own vanities, after partialities, after what does not please, using the holy name only to establish another obstacle against the awakening of the mind. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, what did Messiah say concerning this? And I got a lot to talk about concerning these things. What did Messiah say concerning this? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, no man comes to the Father but by me. That means that way of truth that he offers unto life, unto conscience beyond contradiction, is a very precious thing, and surely it must be preserved against all worldly interference. So he said, if you love me, if your allegiance is unto me, I didn't say another. Hey, your allegiance unto him, unto whom a whole world must be converted, who has indeed authority from on high. For whole worlds to be converted unto him, he said, love him. And it means to seek and also keep. It means preserve the integrity of his word. You lose, if your man loses his way, or loses the sense of that reference point, or no one seeks to defend it, who's going to defend it but those who, I mean, men say they believe. Well, like I said, what can they believe, my brothers and sisters, if all they know is a pack of lies? Can they preach the gospel of the kingdom of Yah? All they know is the orientations of men. Please look at Romans 10 sometime and examine what it's really saying. It says all call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered, but that's to a remnant whom the Most High has called, according to Joel 2:32. Meaning that man can only know the higher truth of the Most High if the Most High himself raises the mind. And man is willing to respond wisely in being humbling, you know, saying that humbling himself to be genuinely taught. Like I said, shall a man petition the Most High for the Holy Spirit only to blaspheme grievously against anything or any manner of raising of conscience beyond the rulers who unjustly rule this world? One scripture said, for man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth. Hebrews 10:26-31, particularly. If a man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, in other words, the Most High offers him a gift. If he refused to receive it and he continues in his sins, one scripture, Romans 10, says, should we continue in sin and expect the gift of grace to abound? Yah forbid. If a man receives opportunity unto the greater truth, and he refuses to respect his insult, and he insults the gift, can he ever be forgiven? Can he ever be at one with the Most High? Absolutely not. And he says it's a terrible thing to fall in the hand of an angry Most High. So, brothers and sisters, Most High is angry against the very idea that men have opened their heart. They have the heart of a devil to hear the misconceits of men and to so oblige them that when the truth comes, men turn around and say, well, hey, you know, I've had people tell me something about all that. I've had people sit back and tell me the interpretation is not sure. I had somebody tell me the interpretation is not sure when I told him, for instance, and I'm talking about your so-called Al Sharpton wants to call himself worthy to be called revered. I remember just last this past week I spoke to him on the radio, a national syndicated show. And he said such things as, well, I told him, Amos, in fact, Amos 3rd chapter, actually, in so many ways, says that no two people disagreed will enter the kingdom of Yah. Why? It says, how shall two walk together lest they be agreed? Do you think the Most High calls a covenant, a mass of disagreements, a mass of contentions, a mass of compromise against the absolute word of his promise? Really think, brothers and sisters, the Most High is pleased with people who want to take his word, compromise it down to their own level rather than ask the Most High the greater truth. So that at the end of the day, all you have is a multitude of lies against him. You really think that's what the Most High desires? I say, think again, my brothers and sisters. Think again. I spoke on last show about Hosea 4 when it says Most High has a controversy with his people. Why do they have a controversy with his people? Because they're so busy listening to their priests, they won't listen to him. And while there are all these contentions in the world, I spoke about this on last week, it says your mother keeps silence and you will forget those. Because men have rejected and forgotten his law, you also forget their children. Wow. Powerful scripture. What do you think, my brothers and sisters, it means when you see humanity still refusing to recognize that the law of the Most High is not subject to private interpretation. The law of the Most High is not under any man's private interpretation. The Holy Spirit doesn't teach a bunch of different doctrines to people. Holy Spirit preaches a word that all might across the ages agree. But we live in a strange world, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Strange world where men have wanted to believe that whatever seems wise in their own hearts, idolatrously wise in their own hearts, because they know nothing better, they expect the Most High to have what? Forgotten what he knows? Forgotten the truth that is his? So that they can pretend to be wise? Sounds like, my brothers and sisters, the excuses of those who don't want to really hear his voice in the first place. Because many, as I said before, are the ways that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. Give you some examples, my brothers and sisters, of what I was talking to you before. Isaiah, 41st chapter, if we will understand it, gives a very stark vision behind the words of what's written in Galatians in the first chapter. So he marveled at the idea that how so quickly men have turned away from the truth of the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, the orientations and truth of the kingdom of Yah, toward another word which is not even the gospel. How about the pollutions of this world, my brothers and sisters, had entered in? And many sought to preserve, had already begun to preserve, seek to preserve, contentions against divine righteousness while using the name of the Most High, flagrantly in error to do so. Men putting the name of the Most High, even the title of Messiah, upon all the contentions and discrepancies they uphold. And my brothers and sisters, the very fact that all these discrepancies exist until these days is evidence the world has not fully converted. Like I said, the gospel of the Most High does not retain any man's lie, but destroys them all. The gospel of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not a revelation of some of the light, but an effort on part of the Most High to reveal the whole light. What did Messiah give his life for? I'm going to talk about that a bit, too. But that men, yes, discerning the unrighteousness of those who crucified him, might know to seek a greater righteousness than what they see. That's why they said when they realized their rulers under, get me now, under Roman authority. Yes, sir, they said the rulers in Israel under Roman authority. Like I said, it was Rome that murdered so many priests some few decades before the birth of the Messiah, thought to set up a king after their own Sanhedrin. But it's amazing, my brothers and sisters, how much you got to dig to find that kind of information. Still, yet, please think about this. I said before, I said again, Isaiah, 41st chapter, really says Most High has chosen one. One who is hid comes suddenly like the rising sun. Those who bring the light the world would obscure, exposing all those who hide the truth from you. Exposing, our brothers and sisters, even all those who would keep the path, if you understand what I'm saying, rocky and dissuasive. Read Isaiah 41:21. It says point blank the Messiah will prove the foolish arguments, the shallow mindedness of the rulers, and the rulers, my brothers and sisters, to be not of Yah, but to be the ungodliness of men's flesh. So, what did I do? I saw my brothers and sisters. I had to put a couple of articles on Facebook. Try to better explain this. It says Messiah is going to have to expose every unrighteous standard. Why men so persistent? None righteous, no, not one. want you to think about it. It says the Messiah will have to come to expose all false rulers. For instance, be trodden down like martyrs the pot of fresh clay. In other words, wherever there's an obstacle, it should be smoothed out. Scripture talks about his chief concern of Zion that my people don't really know me because they haven't had a prophet in a long time. Chief concern of Zion that they don't have a sense of reference, no prophets, no one of a greater conscience to teach beyond the rudiments of this world. I mean, they can't preach the gospel way of the kingdom of Yah. And none discern, my brothers and sisters, what the solution is, because they believe that the rulers are somehow, and all their differences hold in that they, all their misrepresentations must be preserved. Behold my servant, my elect one, in whom my soul delights. In other words, observe him whom you have not observed. Behold my servant, my elect one, in whom my soul delights. To bring forth justice, how about a reference point? And there, I shall wait for his law. Conscience. I ask the Most High, what is it that a true Israelite is in his mind? And he told me that is a conscience that he will have to restore in the earth, pure, perfect knowledge of himself, unto the true honor of the Most High. Was it 29:35 in Genesis? Relate the true Jew as one who will honor and praise Yah according to the fullness of all that is divine will. Galatians said, like I say, I'll explain it better. Men not understand the pagans had no words relating to the difference between divine law and man's law. Well, think about it, except what I'm trying to say to you. They tell you not under the law, but under grace. So a man is not supposed to be subject to divine law. It doesn't make a difference what a man does in the body, whether it be good or bad, because he says there's no law. As if the Most High doesn't respect order, as if the Most High doesn't desire men to demand that men respect order, the Most High has no intent for men to respect or revere him at all. Really? Look at the book of Malachi. And I'm going to come back to Galatians. And it says, if I am a father, where is my honor? With honor is praise and reverence as well. If I am a father, where is my honor? If I'm a master, where is my fear? Where is the reverence for me? For who will guard, oh, that someone would guard my doors? What it means, my brothers and sisters, let's discern what is desirous unto the Most High and what is not. He said, if you bring your foolish offerings, your reverent, lame, and blind offering, an offering of an imperfect conscience, unwilling to see perfection, or discern, or even plead for a perfecting of conscience, to come into the presence of the king without reverence for his court. Says, will he accept your person? What makes men think that they can come into the presence of the Most High, even intrude upon his kingdom, well, they never respected the law, the ways of his rule. Like I said, Psalms 95, Hebrews, what they call the latter testimony, still said the same, that a people who would not know the ways of the Most High would not enter into his rest. Do people really believe? Think about it. People came from all the nations to seek oneness of mind and one accord and the greater wisdom of Yah, that they might receive his spirit, even in the day of what they call, well, actually, Shavuos, desirous for the conversion of the mind and heart. I want you to think about that. They came together to come of one accord, but now you have people saying they keep the feast of the Most High in his most unholy and ungodly manner, not realizing what ungodliness is. Acting as if Messiah would never come to expose all misrepresentations, as if somehow he gave his life and his blood that misrepresentations might be favored. Think again. Messiah did not come to preserve mass misrepresentations, but to utterly destroy them, that his people, that the path that his people walk in might be straight, narrow, not by any means dissuaded. He said, watch out for false prophets, those who teach crooked paths, to teach fallen standards, to mislead the people along false direction that at the end of the day, they never arrive at the goal. That's the trickery of a devil, my brothers and sisters, because no, I want you to think about it again. Just as the gospel destroys every lie. So, my brothers and sisters, the adversary seeks to lie against many particulars of the truth. Throw people off track. I'd like you to consider, for instance, Colossians 2nd. What it's really saying is, let no man deceive you to turn aside from all that must be taught, not just proper meat and drink, physical, but all that must be taught in the Shabbat, the feast days, and the new moons. So why should you be doomed without living in the world? Living in the world is living according to, seeking to preserve a multitude of diverse standards who have no authority to divide this world against the will of one. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. He said, I make no request for the world. Those who want to preserve a mass of world of diverse contentions in a world that has no autonomous sense of divine authority. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters, it is. Truly wake up time. But like I said, look at these scriptures. And it says that a multitude of corrupt ways have deceived the people. Yes, being stable in the Most High, and oftentimes realizing no need to be stable. Hey, leader gives them a pat on the back. People walk around and act like everything is okay. Well, the God news for you, the pastor himself is unstable. Especially if he believes there's no need to comprehend the greater will of Yah and does not discern any need to teach it. That's it. The scriptures say the solution to the problem is the eradication of the problem. And the problem has been the leaders who have preserved a multitude of fallen standards, misleading the people. So at the end of the day, they never discern the greater truth. Wake up time. Wake up time indeed. Like I said, Isaiah, Messiah exposes 41:21, exposes all the rulers, proves their doctrines ungodly, bringing forth an exceeding light. Chief concern of Zion is that, hey, there hadn't been a prophet around in a long time, just explain the greater things. So the Most High will have to send his servant. I was waiting for his law. And one day, my brothers and sisters, he comes to appears. Saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ear to hear the teaching. I'm not turning back to the rebellious way that I should know how to declare a word to weary. 50:10-11. Coming forth from the greater righteousness of Yah to expose all those who have the truth in you. Well, how does that compare to Galatians? Well, like I said, Shaul said what? He was, in so many ways, quite alarmed that men had turned away from preserving the truth, allowing their presumptuous, inconjunct minds to wonder. They've forgotten how to seek the Most High. For the exceeding truth that no man lies. He said in Galatians that men turn away from the true gospel of the kingdom haven't been revealed to them. Turn away from the true gospel of the kingdom. Scripture says in Romans 1, turn toward lies. A word that is not the gospel of the peace of the kingdom, meaning is not a common agreement and understanding as the Most High gives unto his kingdom in reverence for him. It's a multitude of varying standards of men for which men have not been fully converted and have chosen to compromise the word of Yah, but seeking to perceive the commandments of men and to saying that they obey the commandments of men, but under the misadministrations of men, which is vain, which means it does not complete divine pleasure. Ah, my brothers and sisters, like I said, if we really cared about one another, we'd realize that do unto others you would have others do unto you is a consciousness statement. So the scripture before, in many ways, said, judge not unfairly, lest you be judged. That's what it really means. Judge not, lest you be judged. In other words, judge not unfairly, lest you be condemned by the judgment that you prescribe. They said, watch out for false prophets. They never tell you the whole truth. They never consider all that is necessary to make right judgment. What's the scripture say? Unless you find out you never knew Yah. Messiah said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and knowledge of Yah more than burnt offerings. Well, a lot of times leaders are only concerned about money, what is offered to them. The knowledge of Yah, they have forsaken that they capture unto themselves as many diverse standards, or let's say the diverse constituency as possible. People becoming all the more indiscriminate, thinking that they have discerned the standards, thinking that they have discerned righteous proof, and at the end of the day, everybody is a victim. Besides that, you knew what I meant when I said I desired mercy, not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Yah more than burnt offerings. You said you would not condemn those who would otherwise be blameless. Meaning that if men had really genuinely thought about the knowledge of Yah, they would not judge unfairly, condemning to damnation so many that they face the same similar fate. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to really understand what Galatians then is saying in the third to fourth chapter? It says, if righteousness comes, how about my brothers and sisters after the misrule? They use the word law there. What law were the people under until they learned the law of Yah? Hey, the law of Yah is a perfect rule. You denied part of it, you broke the whole law, you disrupted the order. The Most High wants his people taught to his conscience sufficiently enough that there's no point of discrepancy or contention. No room for it. We all recognize one law, one sense of justice. In Galatians, the scripture said, if righteousness, or if men being coming complete, giving all that is to justice, due justice, and the Most High comes by means of the various standards and decrees, seeming wise, seeming acceptable, seeming honorable unto men, he said the Messiah died in vain. I want you to think about it. The same author of both Galatians and Romans, for instance. Same author. So a lot of the doctrines that are corrupted need to be looked at in the context of what Shaul said, when he says, shall we continue in sin, the grace may abound, said Yah forbid. Some really believe in the salvation. It doesn't make a difference whether they do anything good or bad. Well, it was also Shaul said a man would be rewarded for what he had done in the body, whether it be good or bad. Same author. It means, my brothers and sisters, that so many times when the scriptures use the word law, it is to liberate people and set them free to discern. A need to discern the greater wisdom of Yah that the Buddhists won't teach. Wake up time. True wake up time. Galatians really says that righteousness comes by means of the, or let's just say discerning what is true, the righteousness of Yah. And obedience to it comes by means of the varying misruling standards of politicians. Well, I hope you understand me. What is the strength of a politician? Like I said, Reverend Al Sharpton, very much so a politician. What is the strength of a politician but his ability to seek to converge men of diverse ideologies so they consider themselves wise under a title, oftentimes never realizing the need to seek the greater wisdom of Yah that is stern, that discerns that the leaders that they follow after have been treacherous in their compromise against the will of one. I told this Mr. Sharpton that no political system can be true to the will of one. Every political system is a compromise. And no two people in holiness, true to the one Most High, can walk together, compromising his will, and say that they defend allegiance to the will of one. That's the Shema, the utmost command of all. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. So we must all seek him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. For all the pure, perfect truth that offers one choice, that no man deceives his brother in word or deed. And in this we love Yah. In this we love one another. In this we love what he loves, because the only way we can honor him who is one is to strive with him to bring forth what men in the contentions of his flesh could never do. and that's made peace. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that the Spirit of the Most High teaches man to argue against one another? After arguments, my brothers and sisters, that could never finally be true. In other words, you get a bunch of people arguing amongst one another, none of them right, and thinking that they accomplish divine will because they say they stand up for what? Partialities? Hypocrisies? Galatians says, if righteousness comes by means of the various standards of men, the Messiah came and died in vain. What the scripture said in Romans 10, he died and rose, Romans 10 through 12, he died and rose to be Lord of both the dead and living. What does it mean in Galatians when it says Christ, Messiah, the Curdy crucified, as in picture before your eyes? What does that mean? And I want to repeat again, the very term Christ is a polytheist when relating to one anointed after all the pagan gods of Rome and Egypt and every heathen nation. Not the Curdy, my brothers and sisters, who comes to perform all that is divine pleasure to restore reverence for a reference point, that Yah might be honored and do as he is. And I don't mean after all the robbery of miscreant ideas presumed by men to be wise, but only the works of their flesh. Galatians, again. Relative to Romans 14:10. That he died and rose to be Lord of both the dead and the living. So if you attain to a sense of righteousness, he said, don't let go. Hold it steadfast. 15:4. What it's really saying is this. That in the name of the Most High, we should all be like-minded. After his spirit, after his guidance, we should all be like-minded. I said, not after the contention of flesh, reprobate-mindedness, the disorderliness of the unrefined flesh. After the flesh, everybody seeks to exalt his own ideas, seeking to his own advantage, forgetting, my brothers and sisters, the Most High plan, and only those who follow it survive. So let's consider what I mean by this. In Galatians, after that he said, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? He said they turn toward another gospel. It means they turn toward the ways of this world, the diversitudes of this world. Not true to the will of one. Hey, have allowed the intrusions of all manner of licentious injustice. Hey. Jude, Judah said this contentiousness has been treacherous against the will of one. Jews say they, after a multitude of intrusions, deny that there is one Lord. In other words, men trying to establish many false standards, false masters, false teachers, false preachers, false rulers against the will of one. As if the Most High divided after the conscience of men? All my brothers and sisters, to believe that is an ultimate insult. No forgiveness for it. Yah is one, first command. Seek him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might, that you might discern him in the oneness that he is, rather than all the contentions of those who have been slothful. So it says, O foolish Galatians, who bewitched you should not obey the truth. Whoever is causing trouble among you, keeping you from the way of peace, he said, he wished that they were cut off. Cut out from among you. Wow. All that's in Galatians 3. Who has bewitched you? How about a multitude of fallen standards? So since you don't discern the truth, hey, oftentimes people say, well, they just follow what seems wise in their own hearts. At the level which seems wise to them. Vanity, my brothers and sisters, never completing, never complete, never pure, unto all that is divinely intended. If righteousness comes by means of all the varying standards of men, Messiah did not have to die and rise to establish a standard. So who bewitched you, before whom the Curdy crucified has been pictured before your eyes? What does that really mean? Messiah gave his life that a reference point might be established, that a standard might be raised, that men know to seek beyond the rulers who despising the greater righteousness of Yah, the Messiah revealed, sought to crucify him. But what did I tell you, my brothers and sisters? We talked about this many times on this show. Caiaphas, the high priest, said that this one who many had begun to resolve, or many had begun to think was Messiah. Which he was. He said this one must die unless the Romans come upon us. Remember I told you. So a few decades before the birth of Messiah, Rome came in and killed all the priests who wanted a king out of the tribe of Judah. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, for a time, it was tension in Israel because the Levites had much less authority. Those of the tribe of Judah functioned in their ways in that time. You might as well say as kings and priests, as the primary authority. From the Hasmonean period, or the period after the days of the Maccabees. And believe me, there were many among the Levites, and many who also were the people, who believed the Levites should be reestablished in authority. But at a time when Israel was surrounded by so many enemies, many saw that there was a need for primary authority to be those who also had military might to protect the nation. But there were those who wanted to see reinstituted and the Levites reinstituted, at which we just Pharisees and Sadducees. The Messiah said, the rule is hypocrisy. In other words, never choose the full will of one. So, if righteousness comes after a multitude of partial standards, Messiah came to establish a standard in vain. What do you think the doctrine the spirit of crucified was, the rulers despised? It means that Messiah gave his life that those who persecuted him or the unrighteous might be exposed. Indeed, as the unrighteous, the men might see the greater will of Yah, and they might be free unto what the scripture calls the drying of the rivers, awakening beyond the variant partial mind states of men. This is true, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you now, regarding the awakening to the kingdom of Yah. Many have not understood how it's the kings of this world who blind the minds of people against the way of the gospel of the one kingdom of Yah himself. 45,000 denominations across 280 nations. Men still believing that the rule of their leaders is wise in a changing world. Well, my brother, there's a need to wake up beyond that. Why do you think in Colossians this? Well, in Aramaic it says, why should be doomed as though living in the world, walking after commandments which are changeable, variant, diverse, of the precepts and doctrines of men? Why would you preserve a multitude of corrupt standards after which your own is confused? Why not seek the whole truth that we better even be able to help our brother? Wake up, man. Wake up, man. Time to see the reality. So the apostle asks, from whence did you receive the Spirit? By conceits, works, after the fallen standards of men, or obedience to faith? Other night we talked about the idea about faith and faithfulness, perseverance in the knowledge of the truth. Yeah. Is the substance or assurance of the things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. In other words, I want you to understand, so men accomplish the will of Yah, not persevering in the will of Yah. So men walk after every manner of alternate path and still reach the same goal that is straight ahead on the one path. I had to tell somebody the other day, he said we're not supposed to look back. Well, we're not supposed to remember anything. Wow, where you get that from? Look to Abraham, your father, and Sarah, who conceived you. What do you think that means? Isaiah 51. Remember these things and show yourselves, show yourselves men, O ye sinners. Bring them again to mind, O ye transgressors. Isaiah, round 8. Huh. Isaiah 41:20, if they told us right, it says, from henceforth forget me not. In other words, forget, don't forget that I established one called Shiloh to come in the latter days to gather my people as a lawgiver. Because the Most High said that he himself would cast aside and put the path. How many folks really, really understand? Really read through Isaiah 40 through, say, 46. Read it very closely, my brothers and sisters, concerning the one called the Kurdi, and understand who Yeshua said that he is, and understand that those prophecies concerning peace forever have not yet manifested, and that one, my brothers and sisters, will restore peace because of the scripture said in Isaiah 45 and 6, he was restore righteousness as of old. It means, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 45 and 6, that he's the chosen one of the Most High to gather and lead his people, that men might revere the Most High in the east as he set a standard, what he was, say, some 2,700 years ago, that Yah would keep his word and his promise. My brothers and sisters, time we understand. Every time Messiah comes to set a standard in an indiscriminate world, what he came to do 2,000 years ago, that's what he comes to do in these latter days. We come to the Most High for the best we desire. Is to disrespect him according to a multitude of differences, confusion that he never spoke. Why do we ask the Most High for his spirit at all? Most High, send Messiah who said, my peace I give unto you, now as the world giveth. Meaning the peace he gives is true to one. Not a multitude of counterfeits and discrepancies, no agreement in it at all. That after which men seem to, or let's just say, pretend to show a walk or a standard of permit. Pretty much, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are saying in so many places, that there must be a raising of conscience beyond all the rulers. Isaiah 35. Most High is against all the nations. Why? Because they lied against them. Hosea 7 says the same. Yet they cried, oh, our God, we know thee. My brothers and sisters, after the world has been taught so many fallen standards and lies that keep people from discerning the holy truth, I keep them from discerning the reinforced harmonizing truth. If the world has been taught lies for so long, who is willing to cast aside and shirk every illusion? The scripture says Messiah will come forth singing after the world had collaborated, Isaiah 8:9, collaborated against the truth. Messiah said that plan shall not stand. Notice how people have been talking more and more lately about peace, peace, and there's no peace. In other words, get together after every manner of contentious ideas, not realizing they want to bring upon them sudden destruction, 2 Thessalonians 5:2. Amazing, my brothers and sisters. Amazing. I say, men have start to get together. Loving, they say, every contentious idea. And seeing as a result of it that they love to preserve the will of Yah and make any sense at all. Crazy world we live in, my brothers and sisters. If you really understand the book of Colossians, it's really saying that no man, not even yourself, get in the way, act as an obstacle against your discerning what is the common truth that's supposed to be taught in all the holy days of the Most High. If we ask for a spirit to get a message from the Most High, do you think we ought to speak every man in partial doctrines, everyone ignoring the truth, everyone ignoring the Messiah comes to expose every form of misrepresentation? And who you think the wicked are? When he says he comes to expose the wicked who have entered into the churches in 2 Thessalonians, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, expose every unrighteous standard. It means he comes to expose all those who have no real reverent knowledge or seekitude for divine order. Like I said, prefer things indiscriminate. Hey, nobody knows the truth, so they sit back and say everything goes. No, it doesn't. The whole world be a liar, the whole world be deceived, the whole world be unstable. Romans 2:29-3-4. That will yet be true. And why shouldn't it be? Most I say I'm says I'm the great I am that I am, which means he agrees with himself eternally. Even according to all that he declares from the beginning, there's no breaking in his conscience, no breaking in his law. He's told man what to expect in the last days, and no matter of compromise or fallen standard would change that fact. That he would do what he said he would do. It's amazing that the more depraved men become, every little standard, a little bit less depraved they accept. Still all depravity. I said it's still all depravity. Like I said, what are the rulers arguing about? Most I didn't give anybody the right to divide this world. Or stand against people being converted unto the will of the one when the Most High declared an heir. But the rulers, my brothers and sisters, so as not to seem foolish, have sought to preserve their own multitude of corrupt ways, their varying nations, their varying denominations, caring that men never discern beyond the treachery of those who hide the truth, each one defending his own quarter. As with every manner of beastly, irrational idea to defend themselves against the truth, hey, that every manner of irrationality somehow be preserved, though it makes absolutely no sense. But tell you something, there's such things as arguments from the Most High or testimony from the Most High so solid that anyone who seeks to contest it can only prove themselves foolish, making up all kind of crazy ideas. Sharpton turned around and told me, said, when I told him that no two disagree with walking to the kingdom, because how can two walk together unless they be agreed? A covenant is not unto the Most High and his holy kingdom of people that speaks no lies and do no iniquity. I said that too. People that speak no lies and do no iniquity don't have a multitude of discrepancies. They all live by one spirit. They follow the Lamb who is willing to sacrifice himself that men receive the Spirit. Think about it. What was it, 16:7, Yohanan? He said, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come. Meaning he gave his life, petitioned the Most High, forgive them, Father, because right now they really don't understand the crazy things that they are doing. Forgive them and therefore speak to them. Don't leave them forsaken. Show them the ills of their ways. For indeed I desire the mercy of knowledge. Mercy, grace, that people receive the gift of knowledge. Brother Jesus offering priests who have no intention to give a real gift unto Yah. Look at Malachi, says they are robbers, but what's the true tithe of a priest if it's not a people restored to knowledge, not turned aside from the way of righteousness? He said, you turn aside those who would turn from me. Oh, boy. So the Most High is supposed to be pleased with everybody's disobedience, supposed to be pleased with everybody's distractions. Most are supposed to be pleased with everybody's deceptions against receiving what needs to be perceived. And the leaders all feel they have a right to keep people in darkness and keep them under themselves. Having people wake up, any time people wake up to realize what the scriptures mean, when it says Satan's ministers come as angels of light. Satan's ministers, causing people to love the heart of a devil, devious standards, would seek and see no standard greater than their depravity. They don't see the greater truth of the Most High as he is. Their faith never unto one, but seeking, my brothers and sisters, to be applauded by men after every diverse avenue of so-called presumptuousness, wisdom, false wisdom, experience. See, not all heard the preaching of the gospel. That means everybody's word is not true to the kingdom of Yah. How can they call upon him who they've not heard? How can they preach unless first they've been sent? Isn't a preacher supposed to receive a message from the Most High, from on high? Do you think he has authority to speak whatever just simply comes to his carnal mind? So, Apostle Shaul said what in Galatians? What? Did you receive the Spirit by conceits of the flesh, seeking to preserve the ways of this world? And that's really what it means. Righteousness that comes by seeking to be faithful to the will of one rather than the diverse corruptions of many. Again, seeking, what did Shaul say in Galatians? He also said, if I seek to persuade men, how about I seek to persuade after multitude of men's differences? I cannot be a servant of Yah. He wants to be a politician representing all the diverse standards of men. That's hatred against the will of one. He said that's not a servant of Yah. So what are these people who, because they put upon themselves titles of reverend, keep people from discerning what reverend respect for the Most High actually is? What are they, my brother? What are those who keep people unstable? Time to tell it like it is. He said that that's a matter of interpretation. And in the realm of the world that he lives in, politicians compromise? He said, let's not bring our interpretations into this. My brothers and sisters, what does the scripture really mean when it says in 2 Kings, 2 Peter, that the words of the Most High are not a private interpretation? It means, my brothers and sisters, the personal ideas, the carnal ideas, the inconjunct ideas of men are not the law of Yah. This is not of any private interpretation. Most I already had intended the meaning. We need a sure word of prophecy. We need a sure word beyond all these differences. What does the scripture say right after all that? It talked about the idea of like my brothers and sisters, like I said. Scripture came gift of the Holy Spirit. Men were given unction by the Holy Spirit. How about after the will of one? The Holy Spirit, do you think the Holy Spirit, pure spirit, teaches a multitude of different doctrine, leading men different ways? Absolutely not. You, as Israel, among the churches, among all the nations, in your partiality, you need to hear the Spirit that teaches all things. Did you receive the Spirit by upholding it? He's talking to people in Galatia. He was like saying Galatia is part of Rome. They have a lot of different styles of beliefs. Did you receive the Spirit because you seek to preserve all the contentions of man? Or by obedience to the higher truth that will make your faith faithful unto one. Like I said, faith is a matter of looking beyond what you see. That's seeking the Most High in terms of what he reveals. And allowing men to see and hear through his eyes and his ears. To understand, my brothers and sisters, what the real situation is that exists in this world. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who seek that gift can be true to the will of one. Think about it. Some texts speak of the holy name, then Shabbat. It means all those, my brothers and sisters, that are at peace, and I want you to understand this. Maybe it helps to understand it. At peace, at one, perfect in their oath, the one Most High. Something that's only possible, my brothers and sisters, a common understanding. By the one Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin, reproving everything that would divide our people against the will of one. Beware, lest any man, or even yourself, become a false judge, falsely discerning what is to be taught in the Shabbat these days, the new moons. Not discerning what is proper meat and drink, what is the true doctrine that you're supposed to take up. Let alone, in this feast times, practicing, partaking of, learning to delight for, if you will, what is healthy, even healthy proper meat and drink. My brother says Most I want a healthy people. I mean, understand, that means the dietary law still stands, but I still see a lot of folks still eating this unkosher meat, meat with the blood. My brothers and sisters, kill and eat, but don't eat blood. One scripture says you eat blood and still think you inherit the land. Hey, Isaiah 66, he says, those eating swine, flesh, creeping things, and mice, or they say eating unclean carcass and the broth thereof. What do you think the broth is? The cooked blood. Scripture says they should all be consumed together, says the Most High. Zechariah said he'll take away the blood from between their teeth. He said, kill and eat, but don't eat the blood. And the reason why is because, understand, if you eat unkosher meat, my brothers and sisters, there's a plaque of corruption that corrupts the very surface of your intestines. People that don't eat unkosher meat and eat primary fruit and vegetables, my brothers and sisters, in those countries, people have hardly even heard of colon cancer. Lots of foods that are roughage, my brothers and sisters, necessary to keep the colon clean. So the nutrition that you partake of, man, it gets into your body at its highest potency. Putrefaction in the intestine. Long intestines. Brothers and sisters, it's something that should not be a part of a healthy soul. A healthy being. Most I therefore warn, having made man, knowing what is best for him. We live in a society where people just sit back and say, well, it doesn't make any difference. That's it. You can go ahead and pour gasoline in your radiator and expect the car not to blow up. But I wouldn't be the first one to step in such a vehicle and turn the ignition. Need to understand, my brothers and sisters. Yes, we do. So we don't make the mistakes of the disobedience. So we don't make the mistakes of those who disrespect divine law and expect to be favored. We live in a world, my brothers and sisters, that has done such a thing for a very, very long time. Not under the law, but under grace. How about not under man's misrule, because the Most High shows you better. A higher teacher of a higher conscience, hey, causes you to consider as science or fact a greater awareness of a collective particulates, a consummate set of particulates in the knowledge of the truth. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. There's a lot of things the Most High would tell his people, but because they have nothing with which to capture its substance, if these things were said, they go right by them. My brothers and sisters, as scripture, for instance, in Isaiah 26, said those who sought to do good works, basically saying the same thing as Daniel 12:10. Those who sought to do good works who strove and sought him in the night, stand. But none of the wicked, none of those who are satisfied with partialities and discretion, will understand. Meaning the Messiah granting his message, there are many who will entirely miss the point. They never really understood what the grace of Yah, faith in Yah, love of Yah. They understood what redemption beyond every evil thing. And they understood evil is deviation from a perfect state. So many things the Messiah would say because they have altered definitions. Calling anything favor that's a little bit beyond the corruption in which they live, therefore preserving what is still corruption. That's the wickedness of this world. Scripture says things grow worse and worse. Many other dimensions of evil, my brothers and sisters, but the true vibration of righteousness and truth, that invariant word, like I said, it exposes every lie. There are no contradictions in it. Like I said, the attainment of eternal life is attaining the conscience beyond contradiction. The only word beyond contradictions is true to the will of one, eternal, Rishon va'acharon. The principle, my brothers and sisters, that which from the beginning is eternal. The principle of consideration of all that was declared from the beginning eternal. Like I said, right there after the scripture says in 2 Peter, so we should have a sure word of prophecy, seeking after the Spirit, seeking to be diligent in all things that we gain entrance. Read that whole first chapter, 2 Peter. Scripture says, until the Kurdi, the one who declares the absolute will of God, becomes reality in even some texts. Not of any private, multitude of private carnal interpretations that blind the mind. He said, but there were false prophets. Very next chapter, they divided it with divisions that didn't, shouldn't even exist in the word. Chapter and verse divisions didn't exist. Said there are falsehoods in the world. That means men who teach taught partial standards so men might remain unsure. Read that whole thing. Men might remain unsure, might remain in bondage, might remain prideful of what has come as a result of the fall, setting up a multitude of partial standards, false gods, false religions, false nations. None of them established upon, I said, none of them established upon the pure, perfect word of truth, and men still believe in their wives that you can find a collective after status quo, fallen status quo conscience. That will exalt unrighteousness because people don't realize that they, in their instability, this is constant subjection to division, damnation, curses, separation from the true love and wisdom of God. The Most High has a plan to restore His righteousness. I said the Most High has a plan to restore the knowledge of His righteousness and reverence in the earth. And I did a show very recently. Look at blogtalkradio.com/EDY1. Look for a show that talks about restoring the reverence of Yah and the reverence, possible reverence. Most I won't accept any misrepresentation. Check out the website of mine, articles like hiddengospel.com, the article called Secret City Prophecies, and understand how the Most High will bring an end to this confusion at a city that He shall warn. Why don't your leaders tell you that? I said an article called Secret City Prophecies at hiddengospel.com. Why do they tell you the scriptures in Aramaic says, henceforth forget me not, and then talk about don't forget the one who they knew in advance, most I knew in advance, the leaders would try to cause people to forget. Isaiah 44:20-45:6. Yeshua said he is. Revelation 22:16. Man, time gets by so fast. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Let us discern never, ever to be caught after the precepts and doctrines of men, the counterfeitery that men have established. For my brothers and sisters, any idea, any standard that men have created, not consider the will of one, consummate will of one, being the construct of another as maker, every such construct in some way, my brothers and sisters, because it does not imply along the lines of the greater truth, is an obstacle. Seek what should always have been. I said seek what always should have been. And know Yah again as He is. I go on my website, Secret City Prophecies at HiddenGospel.com. Early Church Origin Mutual Expectation at HiddenGospel.com. Prophetic Proof at HiddenGospel.com. Tribulation 70-365 AD at HiddenGospel.com. The Gospel of Shiloh, all these things. Discern the truth, the rule is hidden from you. Receive the gift of Yah. So we speak again, my brothers and sisters, in Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under His might, under His honor, His praise always, under all that He has declared, even now the Most High is moving. Bring forth that conversion and respect to Him again. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, thank the Most High for every ear that He brings there. Under His might, under His honor, His praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do, my brothers and sisters, for listening. Yep. Exalt that eggling bunny, my brothers and sisters. And discern, indeed, the Lamb of Yah.